This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
West Hope, North Dakota is where we're at today on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. I'm right smack dab in the middle of a basketball court. Why can't I think of what I should call this? What do you call the wood on a basketball court? Totally gapping on the term, like, you know, the Celtics refer to, you know, the Hoosiers. Get out there and get on the... Is there another name? Or it's the basketball court, but what's the wood on the basketball court called? Manny, are you no help for me today? Todd leaves and you go dark on me, you go completely cold. Nothing, nada. Can't help.
What's the question?
Not a Ron Baller. Not a fan of the basketball game. So I'm actually broadcasting live, and I think this is a first. From the basketball court in West Hope, North Dakota. There's a really, really cool thing here that I'll tell you about in a moment that's here. But I keep feeling as though it's more than a basketball court because I'm actually on the wood floor, which is also known as the what? What do you call that? Isn't there a
the name? The only other thing I would know is the floor or the court.
The hardwood.
The hardwood.
Bugging me all morning. The hardwood, I think I'm thinking of. Right there, the hardwood. There you go. Rev comes through. I love it. All right, beautiful, 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 beautiful. We are in West Hope, North Dakota today, and this is the home of the, are you ready? The home of the Sioux. And it's everywhere in here. Everywhere. You walk in the office of the school, there it is, home of the Sioux. You walk in the basketball court, right there on the hardwood, home of the Sioux. On the scorer's table, home of the Sioux. They're very proud of it here, and they should be, because it's on the scoreboard. Sue and Guest, thank you very much. God bless them. They're not afraid to embrace some wonderful Native American heritage, and have the name right there. It once again provokes that crazy double standard where, let's see, schools in and around Native American parts of they have Indian names. Well, how about that? But it's politically incorrect, not good for, you know, a university to carry that. Even though I'm starting down a trail, I just don't even need to. There's a bigger controversy we can deal with today, and it has to do with what happened in the United States Senate yesterday related to this pending vote on repealing and replacing Obamacare. I want to know what you think about that. And what you think ought to happen right now. I have to tell you, I'm so sick and tired of excuses. Right? And I understand this process. It can't happen immediately. You can't have a new president and then the next day have a vote. But Republicans in Congress own this. They've been telling us for how long we need more seats, we need the Senate, if we just get, then we'll do this. We'll take care of this. We'll repeal and replace Obamacare. Democrats defend higher premiums, higher deductibles, less coverage, right? That's all the thank you, President Obama, his legacy. They defend it because they don't know what else to do but defend it. And honestly, a lot of them want single payer, so they're okay with a little bit of pain on the way to a utopian socialistic gain of single payer health care, right? That was Obama's push from the beginning. So they're going to defend it, and they're not going to lift a finger to help Donald Trump. Of course not. Even if it hurts you, they're not going to help him. Oh, yeah, screw him. That's how Democrats go to work every day. Senate Republicans love complaining about it, right? How long have they been complaining about how awful and terrible Obamacare is? And how long have they promised to fix it? And now they've blown it big time. And who gets stuck with the tab? Who gets jammed with no care or less care or higher deductibles or higher premiums? American public. You and I, average Joe out there just going to do their work. It is very frustrating. I'm frustrated. I think it's ridiculous. And I don't want to hear excuses. I want to hear a plan. I want to hear an answer to now what. Not humana, 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 woulda, shoulda, coulda. I want, this is what we're going to do. If it were me, if I were Mitch McConnell, who's been messing around for how many months now trying to get this right, I think I'd get everybody in a room. And I'd say, you know, here's Mike Lee over here and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz got this idea. And here's some other folks over here that are in more liberal states. Okay, here's the deal. We're not leaving this room until we agree on a plan. And the only thing that I can tell you that will be 100% fact, not everybody will get what they want. They never do. Right? You never do. Ever. Ever. Doesn't work that way in life. So give them that little lesson that they should have learned in, you know, kindergarten from their parents growing up. But obviously they need to hear again. And then, you know, don't leave the room until we got an idea, a plan. That's what I want next. I don't want any woulda, shoulda, couldas. I don't want any blame game. I don't want any of that. I want a plan to get behind to repeal and replace Obamacare. There's my two cents, and I'd welcome yours. 800-228-0550 on the program today. Already some great suggestions on Facebook. Love to talk about it. Jamie says parquet floor by text. Yeah, it's the parquet too. Yeah, the hardwood. I think you're right. I just knew there was something a little more fun than basketball court, right? Basketball court could be anything. And this is that beautiful hardwood parquet floor. And very nice. Made even more beautiful by the logos that they have of a warrior in full headdress who is obviously a Sioux because this is the home of the Sioux. So thank you, West Hope, North Dakota. I'm fired up for West Hope, North Dakota today because the reason I'm in the high school gym on the floor today, a few feet from the outside, is a big, giant white tent. And under that tent will be the cook fest. Here on the hardwood floor will be the Bakken information session. And from 2 until 4, there'll be experts like Ron Nesset, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting, and Allison Ritter from North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Justin Kringsted from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, who put on these great presentations, do a very nice job. And you can get some, you know, your questions answered, and it goes from 2 until 4. So they do each do a little presentation, and they take some questions. There's always great information in the presentation, something new, and the questions are great, too. I really look forward to it. And then, starting at 4, is the barbecue. Yes, that's what I said, barbecue. That's the food, folks. That's where the chow comes out. And I have been going to these, I think, since I don't know, I can't even remember how many there's been now, but 7, 8, 9 years maybe. And I think the first one I was in was in Tioga. My beloved Tioga. I like Tioga. It's where we started with the KTGO there, one of our fine What's on Your Mind affiliates, along with K-Fire 550 and AM 1100 The Flag and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. And it was a great time in the Farm Festival building there, and it's just grown and grown and grown, and Ross was fun, and then it just keeps growing. And, of course, Watford City is always a blast. There's just always something to take in and enjoy about Cookfest. It's very family-friendly. So if you can't make it to West Hope today, and besides the free food, there's a lot of information booths during the event. So really you come and go anytime you please, 4 until 7, right outside the school here in West Hope. There's also some live entertainment. After Effects, a local band, they'll be playing as well. And there's winning. You vote on the best barbecue, and then these teams win, and so it's lots of fun. But if you can't make it to West Hope today, you got another opportunity tomorrow in Medora. I'm sorry, Thursday in Medora. Tomorrow's a little fishing derby out of Newtown. That's a lot of fun. Raise a lot of good money for habitat causes across North Dakota, so that's great. But the final Cookfest this year will be in Medora, and that's a first. So 2 until 4, Mountain in the Rough Rider Ballroom, repeat of the Bakken Information Session. 4 until 7, the barbecue, the education tables, live performance by Tin Star is happening. And the events of the barbecue will take place in Chimney Park, which is right on Pacific Avenue in Medora. Okay? But live entertainment by Tin Star, so... Now you know all what's happening, and we want to thank our fine sponsors who make this broadcast possible, which includes, of course, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the Energy of North Dakota, Enerplus, Fortis Energy, ConocoPhillips, Go Wireline, Weatherford, MBI Energy, and Marathon Oil. And we'll be talking to some of those folks as we go throughout the day. If you are coming here today, come say hi, okay? Come see us in West Hope. Say hi. Again, in the gymnasium for the information session from 2 until 4, outside the back of the school from 4 until 7, for the free barbecue. So a lot going on today. I love this event every year. We have a blast and really look forward to seeing you again this year. And hope you make plans to attend one of these at least. All right, let's get Stephen Bismarck here. I'll get the first part of your comment, Steve, and then we'll do that on the back half. What's on your mind today?
I'm really getting frustrated with both Democrats and Republicans. And I kind of believe that when George Washington started out, there was just a bunch of guys that got together and tried to figure stuff out. There was no Democrats or Republicans. And I think both those parties should be eliminated and just have a bunch of guys getting or people getting together and trying to figure out stuff, because if...
Hang on, Steve. Hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta. Your life can change with a trip to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked to the customers of Hot Spring Spas. They tell us every day is made better with a Hot Spring Spa. Becca from Buxton, a great example, loves the Ace Saltwater System. She'll tell you why in just a moment. Find out for yourself by stopping at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And online at HotSpringND.com. Becca, what system did you go with?
We went with the saltwater system. I would highly recommend that. Your skin and everything is so soft when you get out, and it doesn't fade your swimming suits, and we really, really enjoy that feature of the spa.
The folks at Hot Springs invented the Ace saltwater system, so it is the best of the best, really ingenious, and that not only, as you say, makes the water so much better, but also makes just everything easier in the way of maintenance and everything, so those are fantastic, and you love that as well, huh?
Yeah, definitely a bonus. The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
So it's fair to say that every day is made better with your hot spring spa?
Every day has been made better.
Every day made better. For Becca and her family, and for you, too, when you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at HotSpringND.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
On the road this week and loving every minute of it, as a matter of fact. Pfeiffer's Auction Center North America yesterday, and by the way, don't forget that big sale starts at 10, so get on over there and check it out. A lot of fun, a lot of good bargains there today, and they got a lot of good things going, so they'll be doing the free food too, so check that out. Today in West Hope for the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the energy of North Dakota, good opportunity for you to go beyond a story you read, a headline you see, you know, a conversation you pick up at the coffee shop, and just shake hands, look folks in the whites of the eyes of people in the industry, ask you questions. You know, I know a lot of people that come to these and, you know, maybe have a little concern about this, that, or the other thing, get an answer right away and, you know, really get an opportunity to start a relationship with somebody. Just a good neighborly thing to do. So hope you take it in today and check it out. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550 for your calls, questions, and comments on any and everything today. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell's off for a couple of days. He's back Thursday. But you can text me, 367-2054, 367-2054. I was struggling with the term for the basketball court, and I got help via text on that earlier. So thank you for the loyal listeners who said the parquet. That's what it is, the parquet floor, the hardwood, where we are broadcasting live from West Hope School today ahead of Cook Fest that takes place 2 until 4 this afternoon. For the information session, 4 until 7, for the free barbecue, live entertainment, and we'll be in Medora doing it all over again, Mountain Time, but same time as Mountain Time on Thursday. All right, back to the conversation here with Steve in Bismarck. Steve is saying, look, I'm frustrated about healthcare too. I think the answer is to go back to the old days. Get rid of Republicans and Democrats. I hear what you're saying on that, Steve, and I totally understand your frustration because I partly think that's what Donald Trump's about, right? Donald Trump wasn't a partisan, wasn't a political operative, wasn't somebody loyal to the party. In fact, he'd been a Democrat before, talked about why he was a Republican now, but wasn't a party guy. So some of that could be happening there. I want to start quicker, though, than that, because I think what you're talking about is generational in the way of change. To get to at least doing what they promise related to, you know, Obamacare. You know what I mean?
Right. Plus, if they had to come up with their own insurance premiums and find their own health care, you can bet that there would be a health care plan out there that would be affordable for everybody. I believe that they don't pay anything for health insurance. Until they die. Because they get a salary once they're voted out for the rest of their life, plus their health care.
Yeah, that's they do get a pension, but they do pay for Kevin Kramer's answered this question a number of times because folks have called about it, and some opt out, as I believe Heidi Heitkamp has done. You can opt out. So, for instance, her husband has a plan, so she's on her husband's plan. Congressman Kramer and Senator Hovind on Obamacare, and they paid considerably more than the plan they had previously.
There is
some of that pain that's there. I mean, I'd like to see Senator Heitkamp do it. Maybe she'd think differently about Obamacare being so great. But she has the easy out of, I'm on my husband's plan. A lot of your constituents aren't on your husband's plan, and they pay a lot more, which is why this thing ought to go. This is what bugs me. Democrats defend it. And it's indefensible. And Republicans say they're going to fix it, and they don't. Now, to the credit of Republicans, and this is just a small thing, you know, they have not had the chance to fix it as long as Democrats have had to wreck it. But nonetheless, an election's over. The House passed a version to get us down the path. The Senate dropped the ball. I'm mad. I think we need a fix. And your first one is probably the long-term fix to get to major reform.
Because if you're a Democrat, you've got to vote against the Republicans, and vice versa. You know, and that's just not fair to the whole country here, because they're supposed to be figuring this out and working out something, and they're just because they're a Democrat or a Republican, oh, my God, we got to vote against what the other party wants. You know, it's just so frustrating, and I like what Trump is doing. He doesn't take any crap from anybody, and I think we need more people like him representing us. So
I agree with you. I completely agree with you. And, look, he's clunky politically, right? I don't think there's any doubt about that. The campaign showed that, and his election showed it's clunky. It's not the way Washington does it, and maybe isn't perfect, right? You know, thought out on exactly chapter and verse. But guess what? Perfect and, all scripted and all the, shiny politics. How's that treated us? $20 trillion in debt, right? And the mess of Obamacare. So I'm okay with clunky. And I think we need more of them, too. I agree with you. Tom in West Fargo, let's get your take in here. What do you think?
Hi, good morning, Scott. So, you know, your idea of getting everybody together in a room is a great idea. And they could serve coffee, except then there'd be people need cream, they need sugar, and then they need stevia, and then they couldn't agree on the chairs. And it goes back to that one MASH show where they're trying to do the peace treaties and Hawkeye goes up. All they could agree on was a flagpole length. And it's the same idea. These people, you got the right idea, they got to sit them down, but then someone wants to sit on the floor. They can't agree with anything.
I agree. Well, lock them in a room until they do, right?
That's right.
And have them feel a little pain about it. I you know, it feels to me like Tea Party time all over again. They just have to understand we're sick and tired of this stuff. Just get it done. Great analogy, Tom. Nice hearing from you. Let's go west. Chad and Williston, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
Hi there.
You know, it just amazes the world out of me is that the people that basically don't pay, they're the ones that are always whining the most. And the ones that basically that does pay, they're the ones that are always getting shafted and they don't want to hear from us. It's time for basically that they come back and do like either a GST tax or something like that, roll everything into Medicare, and then if you want a better policy, then buy a supplement. It's very simple.
Yeah, well, I'd like them to take on simple or whatever they need to do. Chad, appreciate you sharing your wisdom. Mike's on the road. Give me your take. Lay it on me.
All right, Scott. Hey, now that we're stuck with Obamacare, what's going to happen to the 24 to 30 million people that were left out of Obamacare? Are they all going to die now? You know?
In other words, you're talking about the Democratic talking points on
right. Yeah, exactly.
All the scare tactics. Who uses this stuff? I mean, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, I'm not going to agree with her politically, right? I think she's voted in a terrible way. But, you know, I expect her as a Democrat to go out there and be a liberal Democrat and do, well, you know, that's her roots, okay? That's what she does.
Well,
the idea that you go find people to exploit, you say, oh, the reduction in the rate of growth of Medicare means there's going to be cuts, and this poor little boy isn't going to get his coverage. I mean, seriously? You're going to use this little boy and these families to try and get a political point? I hope that doesn't sell with North Dakotans. It disgusts me, I'll tell you.
I know it does. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say the government has provided welfare. Healthcare. I can't find it anywhere in there. No.
Yeah, that's another very good point. Somebody could make that. Just get in a room and find us something that would work in that regard. We're going to go to Battle Lake and Marion. Bob in Fargo. Tiffany Steiner from the North Dakota Petroleum Council is going to tell us about why you need to be at Cookfest. West Hope today, Medora Thursday. Gosh, we got a lot going on. Come join us on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Medora, Casey, how's it going?
How we doing, Scott?
Doing fantastic. Anytime I'm talking about Medora, it's a great day, and you have a lot going on this year, as always. Tell us a little bit about it.
We do. Golf course in Medora here is in beautiful shape. Gosh, we're in our 15th golfing season this year, and things are good. Obviously, the temperatures have been a little warm, but that's summertime, and we like it. The golf course is in great shape. You know, we have an awesome new vacation golf school that we're doing this year, so things are just really good.
And there's tee times available, right?
Tee times available, Medora.com. You can book your reservation all season long. If you wanted to play in October, you could book them right now if you wanted to.
I'm not much of a golfer, but I've been at Bully Pulpit just for the scenery. I mean, the course is amazing. A lot of national publications talk it up. So take the whole family out there. Great experience in addition to all the other great fun that's happening at Medora. Explore it. Adore it. 1-800-MEDORA-1. Is your ticket to all the fun or online at Medora.com. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see Casey Thursday. Maybe do a little Bully Pulpit. We'll be there for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Should be fun. Tiffany Steiner is going to tell us about that here in a moment. More of your calls, questions, and comments on anything on your mind today. Lots of folks talking healthcare, obviously, because of what I call the ball drop in the U.S. Senate last night. So if you want to talk about that, you want to talk about Cook Fest? Tell me why it is here in West Hope that Home of the Sioux was still on the parquet floor. God bless them. I love it. That's the name of the school, and I think it's fantastic and a lot of good pride here. But how has this caused an uproar for white professors, you know, a few miles east of here? I don't know. I'm kind of curious. But I imagine the locals could tell me. Marlon in Battle Lake is next on What's on Your Mind. I thought it was Marion, but it's Marlon. I missed that L. Marlon, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning to you. Yeah, this healthcare vote, there were so many of them that voted not to repeal the Obamacare. And when you take a think of all the stuff, the dirt that they've been trying to get on Trump, can you imagine how many skeletons there are in the closet of the senators and congressmen in Washington? An armed question or blackmail? What would you call it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the swamp, right? I don't know that it's necessarily a lot of skeletons in the closet. I just think it's how the swamp works. And if this group puts pressure there, and that group puts pressure there, then you know it's how the game's played. It's exactly why Donald Trump is there. Okay, it's to break the way that it just is and always has been. And I think it's a good thing. Now, the thing is, we've got to win a few against the swamp, and that's where you know, Mitch McConnell needs to decide which foot do I have in what, right? Am I in the swamp or am I on the Trump train trying to you know drain the swamp? Got to decide.
But this is correct. I mean, it is. But I mean, you take and you think about it. The there has to be political pressure put on these people when they take and vote one way or they take and vote another way. And when you go to Washington and one term later, what their work value is, it always, it gets, you know, I got a suspicious mind. But anyhow, I think the whole thing falls on the Senate and the Congress, and not one iota would fall on Trump, because he is the one that is trying to do it, and they're the ones that are fighting it. So,
all right. I appreciate that very much, Marlon. Thanks for your call. Do me a favor, call again, and let's keep the pressure on the swamp, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Battle Lake. Why is all the common sense in small towns? I think this guy can answer that question next. Pete Arts, a friend of mine from up. Do you claim Antler? Do you claim West Hope? Do you claim Bodno? What's your home turf?
My home turf is Antler.
Who wouldn't want to claim Antler as the home turf?
Yeah.
I kind of understand that. Yeah. We thought we were close to the Canadian border here. This is nothing compared to Antler. Right?
Yeah. We're about 6 miles from the border here. Four at Antler, two at the Creek, or a quarter mile from where you were last year. So.
Yeah, we were up at Antler yesterday. These guys brought me right to the Canadian border.
Yeah.
Literally on it.
Hey, I'm going
to
put a plug in for Antler tomorrow. We're having the event you were at last year. We're having our Bottineau County Farm Bureau picnic tomorrow night, membership drive. So 5 o'clock meeting, 7 o'clock supper. I'm at the Steak Grill, so come on up for a free steak. So.
I can vouch for the hospitality they do in Antler. They have a grand time, so I'm glad you put that on. Do I understand correctly that you actually played on this court? This is your school?
Yeah, this is where my senior year, I went to Antler Close, and I came here my senior year. It's a great school, a lot of pride here. They've redone the school, gym floor, and a lot of football tradition here. It's a great football town.
Is the Sioux name worn with a great deal of pride by the athletes? Well,
a lot of pride. That's an understatement, Scotty. It's this town, the Sioux is home here. And if you look at the water tower also when you come in or go out, it's pretty neat.
First thing I saw, I got a little tear in my eye. I thought, I'm home. I love this. The PC police have not come to knock on the door of the West Hope School at all.
I think they might take the law within their hands here and send them right out of town, Scotty. So.
See, that's how it needs to be done.
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, you just get them, you show them the way the city limits and say bye-bye. What do you think folks should know about Little West Hope here?
It's got a lot of pride. You know, it's a lot of agriculture, but oil is huge here. A lot of my friends have businesses here with oil, and they employ a lot of people, a lot of good jobs. This town would be a dot on the map without oil, and oil's huge here, and a lot of good jobs. It's a great deal, and it's a good staple.
It's one of the reasons we're here with the Cook Fest today.
God bless you for being here, Scotty.
You're going to come back for a little barbecue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how you doing with the drought situation up along the border?
We have nothing to complain about. You know, we had a good crop. We don't have a big crop. Our hay is about 30-40% of what it's been.
You've skirted things so far.
We have, and we have friends. I have friends all over the state. Burn a half tank of gas, go see what the situation they're in. We are very blessed, Scotty. So.
Yeah, there is some dry areas out there.
Yeah.
Go through some last night.
Yeah.
Hey, good to see you.
Thanks, Scott.
See you later.
God bless you.
God bless you. Appreciate you stopping by to say hi, and hope more folks do, because there's a lot to do without question about that. Tiffany Steiner is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, part of the Cookfest team. Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Great to see you. Are you excited for the big day?
How can you not be?
I know. It is fun, isn't it?
It's such a beautiful day out. Love this weather, love this event. It's fun, and I love being here on the show with you.
Now, when I get a chance to talk about events like this, I often try to paint a picture for people that have never been to one of these, because they probably think, I'm busy, I got my stuff going on. But I always say, this is like a little mini fair, and it's free. I mean, there's a band, there's barbecue, good barbecue. I mean, people really go out of their way. How would you describe it? What would you tell people that would make coming to West Hope worth the drive today?
I think you hit it right on the head. You know, it's huge out here. There's the tent's already set up. There's five companies already cooking, smoking. How can you go wrong with free food and a huge community event? We love to give back to the community, and I think it's a fun time when you can bring out some fun speakers for the Bakken sessions. People can learn about that. And they also have music. And looks like 10 companies are out here to cook some free food for people.
And when they cook free food, it isn't like throw a brat on the grill and hand you the bun and there you go, right? I mean, talk about what they're into it.
Yeah.
They're trying to win.
People go all out. There is no hot dogs here. I know Tesla said that some company's been smoking since really early this morning. So if that does not get you here, then you must not be a barbecue person.
Yeah, and there's all the fixins, and you know, just really good. There's no chance you leave here hungry.
You don't. And I know there a lot of companies give away free items. Last year at Mandaree and at Stanley, my goodness, you go home with a huge bag full of items. Fun.
Coolers and cups and a lot of fun different things.
Koozies and everything you can think of.
Yeah, you're right. So there's that as well. The kids love it because they can get one of the little goodie bags and just go to all the stations and get some fun free stuff and also that barbecue as well. I would also, you mentioned the information session, you know, when you have Ron Ness and Kathy Ness and Justin Kringsted and Allison Ritter all here. These are the kind of folks that get pulled into legislative hearings, you know, that they answer the really technical questions that are real experts on the industry. And they're here for the group at the Bakken Information Session, giving a good presentation, kind of the latest information, but also answer questions. So it's a real neat opportunity to have sort of your little personal one-on-one to ask questions of these folks in that Bakken Information Session time. So that's worth the drive, too.
It is definitely worth the drive. If you've heard them once, you'll hear them again and again. It's worth it every time to hear them. They're great speakers. They have great information. So come stop by. That starts at 2 o'clock, and that goes till 3. Definitely, it's in the West Hope School, so come on by and listen to them.
Exactly right. So if you find the school, you found everything. You know, the actual information session will be in the school. I think we're doing it right here in the gym, aren't we?
I think so, yes.
And then the big white tent out back is where the Cookfest takes place. So 2 to 4, the information session, 4 until 7. On the free barbecue. Anything else you want to tell folks?
You know, it's really cool. Today we're doing the People's Choice, so people can go around, take some money, put them in the bucket, because it goes back to West Hope. It goes to their new playground. They'd like to buy a merry-go-round for their students. So when people come by for free food, if you throw a dollar in, it's going to go back to your hometown, your playground for the kids.
And that's the, when you say People's Choice, people are voting on what the best barbecue is.
Yes, barbecue.
And they can make a donation, whatever they like.
You can do it to every company if you like. If you like every single one, throw $5 in, and why not? Goes back to your community.
I like this. So is the winner whoever has the most donations?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. I love that idea. That's new.
So don't forget cash.
Yeah.
Come on out.
I think that's newer. I forgot it. One of the two.
Yeah. It's pretty new. Yeah. Great way to give back to the community. You know, they choose what they want, and this year they wanted to do a merry-go-round for the West Hope School.
That's cool. Thursday, this all happens all over again, and that's in Medora. So plan to take in all the fun at Medora. Where's the Cookfest in Medora?
We are at, the Bakken Sessions at the Rough Rider Hotel.
Right.
And then the barbecue itself is at Chimney Park.
Oh, that's right, Chimney Park. So
it's right by that big water slide and all that.
Yeah, you can't miss the Big Ten anyway.
No.
In Medora, but come join us and do it. If you can't be in West Hope, come to Medora on Thursday. Should be great fun. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk with you. We'll chat with you later, okay?
Sounds good.
We're going to be broadcasting today for this and also the information session for Energy Matters and Newtown tomorrow for the Fishing Derby and on Thursday in Medora for the Cookfest. Ed and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. This is Ed. And I'm a former resident of West Hope, lived there for the first 30 years of my life. So it's pretty neat to hear you coming from that gymnasium where I did look at that emblem there of that Sioux many times while I played basketball there. I was wanting to give a shout out to a few of the members of the communities there that are leaders in oil and in business. If you could say hi to Rodney Conway, Daryl Anderson, and the great mayor, Margot Helgerson, and a good friend, Craig George.
Well, I'm glad you did that. Yeah, I will. I wrote those names down. I hope to see them, and I hope they come to the Cookfest today, and we can talk about it. And I'm glad just listening brought you back to this parquet floor that has that home of the Sioux in West Hope. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. I think he had one more thing to say here. Just have him hang on, Manny.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to another in our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, was asked what he would tell pipeline opponents about this project.
The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, I mean, it is a miracle for West North Dakota to have the pipelines go in the ground. And to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is, the fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country, there's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was, 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed, is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Keep listening for more right here. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
I filled up at PetroServe USA and had it out. That's my ritual. 100% American-made fuels, plus it's customer-owned. People just like you, so you fill up at a pump that you own, which is kind of nice as well. There's some great specials going on this month. Firewood's a buck off. NDSU attire. Bison fans, you buy one, you get one free. Can't beat that. The IGOG sunglasses are $2 off. Those fidget spinners are $5.99 to $7.99. Could somebody explain to me what the deal is with those fidget spinners? If you are a fan of the fidget spinner, I mean, I get it. I grab it, I spin it, but, you know, the whole allure of the thing you know, is done within 30 seconds for me. Yeah, okay, I get it. It spins around. Yeah, it's cool. But I don't get how somebody could sit there and spin it, and be entertained by that. I don't know. But, you know, what do I know? 52-year-old. Am I 52? I think I'm 52. Kids always give me a bad time. 53 or 52, I can't remember. Anyway, just sort of like not remembering what the hardwood floor is. The basketball court, I called it, right? Manny, you had to come up with hardwood. And somebody else had to come up with parquet floor. But that's what it is. Anyway, the fidget spinners, if you're into them, $5.99 to $7.99. And if you can tell me, I'll really be very appreciative. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. A whole ton of comments on my question on Facebook related to what now? What do you want your elected leaders to do next? One of our questions today. Because we're mad. We're ticked. Democrats love Obamacare. Republicans love complaining about it. Meanwhile, we're stuck with it. Jammed with it. So now what? What you want to have happen is really what's most important. And if enough of you agree, then you get a, I don't dare say a mob-like mentality in the Trump world, because somebody would take it, you know, literally. But by mob-like, I just mean your voices come together and you're heard. And they're overwhelmed with that kind of viewpoint. That's why I think it's important for those of us in the real world that don't populate the swamp, that don't claim to want to be able to fix the swamp or take on the swamp or identify the problems of the swamp without actually doing anything about it. We're not in that world. We're just here in the real world. We need to decide. So we lead and they follow. Is that naive, or you think we can pull that off? And if I found 100 people in West Hope, North Dakota today, we could figure it out. Barb says, do as they promise. That's what she wants them to do. Well, that's really wishful thinking, but I hear you. She said, apparently that's too much to ask. See, this is where you can get mad. Leo says, need more interaction between providers in the free market. Without competition, then they'll never be reining in a cause. Todd says, repeal Obamacare for starters. Now, here's one thing that, again, we'll talk to Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on this. My understanding is, okay, if we say just repeal Obamacare, just get rid of it. You know, don't. You tried to repeal in a place, and you didn't have the votes to do it, so just repeal it. Barack Obama and his ilk in Congress, who wanted socialized medicine, knew there would be a time when they would not be in control. Therefore, what they put together with Obamacare and how it was put together is very difficult to undo on purpose. Pesky. Simple majority vote? We can't have any of that. No, that'd be way too close to what the Republic's supposed to have. We're going to stop this any number of different ways. So my point is this. You can repeal it, but with 60 votes. Now, maybe, I don't know, this is what we'll ask Congressman Kramer, maybe there's some Democrats that will, okay, we didn't like the replacement, but we agree something. Well, in fact, they said that a lot, didn't they? That's usually what they would say when they were running for cover. You know, there's parts of it I don't like, but I, you know, they always give me that excuse on why they were in favor of it. So maybe there's some Democrats who would now say, okay, fine, yeah, we can start over. You argue for your plan, I'll argue for my plan, but let's agree by getting, but you need 60 votes. And there's landmines everywhere in the thing. Everywhere. Tom says they all need to pay their own health insurance, like I do. They'd then get it figured out in a hurry. Open market to everyone, including politicians. Have same coverage and premiums. Jason says, I want establishment rhinos to retire. Kate says, I'm blessed to have not been affected by the ACA yet. That's Obamacare. I guess I'm confused as to the real problem. Well, Kate, stick around. You'll hear it. If the ACA was to cover uncovered people, wasn't that what Medicaid was for? Did Medicaid cover anyone that fit in the guidelines? Why couldn't the laws have changed to punish the companies taking advantage of their insured and just let the rest of us alone how it was? Seems the American Care Act was put in place to create the mess it is, so we'd end up single-payer, period. Well, that's without question the game. Good comments, Kate. Susan seconded that with exactly more from West Hope coming up on What's On Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, straight ahead on any and all topics today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.